God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn when you have so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the spring thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your path drops fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Our gracious Father in heaven, in the holy name of Jesus, do we bow before you and lift up all our honor and glory to you. It is you alone who is worthy of our worship, affections, and praises. We bless your wonderful name and praise you that you continue to be merciful and patient with your people. Praise you for giving us an overcoming faith. Thank you for saving us, not only from judgment in the life to come, but also from the power of sin in our lives each day. O Lord, give us spirit of meekness, and hearts that are overflowing with kindness for all those in need. Help us to face every challenge secure in the knowledge that you are using them for your perfect purpose. When pain, doubt, or discouragement begin to overwhelm us, please remind us that we are in your precious care. Father, as we lift up our humble prayers to you, we take great comfort that they will be heard. You are the strength to those who suffer and great comfort to those who grieve. We lift up the health issues of those that we love. Relieve the pain and suffering from those battling great illness. Be with Kelly Ogden, Erwin Buck, Bill Russell, Gladys Urquhart, and the many others in our extended families who are in need of your great mercies. We lift up the elderly and pray that they would feel your holy presence in their lives. We thank you for the complete recoveries for Nanette and Susan, and we thank you for Kristen's positive news from her doctor. Lord, we continue to pray for all those in our nation and in our world that have been placed in roles of authority and leadership. We pray for revival to sweep throughout our government and this land. Fill them with wisdom and courage. We ask that you would guide your church. May preaching your word become the focal point, and your people be moved and demand our land return to the morals it has long been missing. Father, we thank you for the faithfulness of Pastor Jim as he continues to care for your flock here at Oakwood. Thank you for his constant efforts in drawing us near to our precious Father. Bless him with good health and wisdom as he continues in his service to you. And Lord, as we depart here this morning, prepared for the week that lies ahead, we would ask that your truth and love would abide in us and your holy name would be exalted. We ask all these things as your thankful people, joining together in reciting the prayer your Son has taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church. And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name. Absolute trust and my command to you to be at peace one with another, or else we are doing violence to the table that Jesus has given to us here. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread, that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." just as we began, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Let us keep the feast. And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood that's poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and you have refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love one toward another. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Thank you. remember the blood and the ascension offering, that burnt offering, and the fact that we have partaken of this meal in haste, ready for action ourselves and anticipating God's action on our behalf. And finally, that we would remember judgment, the judgment that's coming to this world, and the positive sanctioned blessings that are coming to all of God's people. And finally, let us be those who continue to be one body, a community of faith, not only neighbors, but brothers and sisters. Oakwood Bible Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Thank you.